You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. The Detroit Public Schools Community District has made its choice for its first superintendent. The school board last night voted to offer the job to Dr. Nikolai Vitti and will enter into contract negotiations with him. Dr. Vitti is currently the superintendent of the Duval County Public Schools in Jacksonville, Florida, although he did grow up in Wayne County. Aaron Einhorn of Chalk Peak Detroit is here with us now via Skype. Aaron, why did the board decide that Nikolai Vitti is the best choice to lead Detroit schools?
Dr. Vitti runs a school district that's three times the size of the Detroit Public Schools Community District. It has 130,000 students in the Duval County Public Schools in Jacksonville, Florida. That's compared to 40,000 students in Detroit, in the main school district in Detroit. It's a much bigger school district. He's actually shown some progress. Some of his numbers are moving in the right direction in that district. He's raised test scores. When the board was discussing him last night, they were talking about conversations that they had with people in Jacksonville. In fact, a couple of school board members related a story that they were at a meeting with community members in Jacksonville, and one of the fathers burst into tears, so sad that this guy was going to leave Jacksonville and come to Detroit. And the Detroit school board members said they started tearing up as well. So they spent quite a bit of time at their meeting last night talking about Dr. Vitti. And then they also talked about the other finalist, Dr. Coleman, but actually spent, you know, significantly less time talking about the local candidate.
And ultimately, it became a unanimous vote to offer the job to Dr. Vitti, who grew up in Metro Detroit in Dearborn Heights. And he went to a Catholic school. He went to Divine Child in Dearborn. So not a Detroiter and not a product of the public school system and not African-American. Do you envision any resistance on the part of parents because of that?
Well, there was certainly some protest last night, and an activist who was in the room was heckling, making comments that, you know, did invoke race, and that's a concern. She said something along the lines of, you know, you all know we're Black, right? You know, and the school board is entirely African American, and so are, you know, the majority of children and families in Detroit. And you know, Dr. Vitti is white. He's married to an African American woman, and his children are of color. And he says he's going to try to enroll his children in the Detroit schools as well. So I don't know if that helps from a racial perspective, but the school board, you know, they said both candidates would have been good for the job. The comments that they were making publicly, where they were saying, you know, this is the candidate who we think can do the things for our district that we want them to do.
Interim Superintendent Alicia Merriweather is a product of Detroit's public schools. She taught, she was an administrator there, she has supported the teachers, and widely praised for having done a solid job at a difficult time of transition. Why did she not get any shot at this permanent job? What have you heard?
I'm told she was one of the 12 finalists when they were down to 12. Exactly what happened isn't exactly clear, but the board decided to include a criteria that the candidate that they move forward with have at least 3 years of superintendent experience. And Alicia Merriweather has about one, because that's when she came on board in DPS last year. And there was, of course, a lot of frustration in the community. She had the support of teachers and administrators and parents and community groups and a lot of people. There were protests at one of the superintendent interviews, you know, people saying, you know, let Alicia lead, let her proceed. I actually just posted a story about what should be the top priorities of the new superintendent based on interviews I did with Detroiters and educators. And the number one thing that everybody I spoke with for this story told me is he needs to have Alicia involved. Either make her a part of his team or at least incorporate her ideas. So she's created such goodwill and such strong support in the community that if he comes in and kind of tears up the work that she's done, he'll meet with great resistance.
What you wrote about is exactly my next question. What would be some of the top priorities for him?
Enrollment has been declining dramatically in Detroit schools for years, and that causes a huge financial problem. So he's got to figure out a way to address that. And of course, you can't really address enrollment unless you fundamentally improve education so that parents are willing to take a risk. A big part of that is going to be ending the teacher shortage. The district's been trying to hire as many as 200 teachers or even more over the last couple of years and are having a very difficult time filling all the classrooms, which means that there are many, many children in Detroit schools sitting in classrooms with 40 or 50 kids because they simply don't have enough teachers. So he's got to figure out a way to convince teachers who've been in the district and left to come back, or to new teachers to take a chance on this district. One way that districts do that is money, but, you know, Detroit schools may not have enough money to truly pay enough to get people to come, so maybe he's need to come up with some other ways to convince teachers.
Erin Einhorn, Chalkbeat Detroit, always great talking with you. Thank you so much, Erin.
Thanks for having me.